You know, in this league, you're not going to play forever, so starting to understand that. But, you know, you want to go out kind of on your own terms, but obviously the league we play in and the way the business works, very rarely do guys have the opportunity to leave on their own. So I was staying in shape and was hoping for a call back, and I'm back. So I'm excited and getting ready to focus on Baltimore.
Did you feel like you had a productive training camp and preseason? It seemed like the Giants game, I think you left with an injury and came back, but did you feel like it was a productive month of August for you?
I mean, I always work. I have a standard of how I perform and work, and the way the coaches evaluate me, that's out of my hands. So I can only do what I can control, the effort, preparing for the game, and they make the final decision.
Do you have any doubts that you can jump in as soon as Sunday with maybe what your role had been last year or what your role had been in the preseason and not really have any growing pains, I guess, as opposed to a guy who, like Kellen Winslow coming in fresh, hadn't been in the system before, different positions obviously, but
right.
You feel like you can jump right in Sunday?
Yeah, I think so. Obviously, I have to work a lot, get the game plan, study, get ready to start putting the pads back on, but, you know, it's last year I was out for almost 6-7 weeks, which is a little different. This time around, it's only been 2 weeks. So,
just out of curiosity, Nico, do you watch the games? You know, like when you're out of there, you just sort of try to get away from it.
Yeah, no, I'm a big fan of not only my teammates, but a Patriot fan. So the first game in Connecticut, we had it, but this last game, for some reason, the game wasn't on TV there, so I had to go down to a local bar to watch the game.
Did you do it?
Yeah, so I caught the second half. Yeah.
Where was it, if you don't mind me asking?
It was in Connecticut at a place called Wooden Tap. So I had to tell the wife I had to leave for a couple hours to go see the second half of the game.
The Wooden Tap? Is that what you
Wooden
said?
Tap. Wooden Tap. Yeah.
Did anyone recognize you as a guy who had been on that team that you were watching just 2 weeks earlier?
No, but it was flooded with Patriot fans in there, and I tell you what, they get a little rowdy and love to have fun, and it was pretty fun atmosphere.
So was it conflicting when the Patriots called you back in, or did you say, you know, I kind of like the bar atmosphere watching the game?
No, not at all. Not at all. It's always good to be back to work.
Did you know that they had left your nameplate up there by any chance? Had you read that anywhere?
Yeah, someone mentioned it to me, but I mean, I don't see anything to that. You know, I know it's a business, and like I said, I was just doing what I control, trying to stay in shape and working out and preparing myself, hopefully, to come back.
Nico, so you're sitting in the bar and you're watching the game. You're laughing at what people are yelling at the TV about, like, do this, do that. You know what I mean?
No, I don't look into it. I mean, even when we're playing on Sundays, when you hear from fans, even, home or away, you hear some funny stuff that are pretty amusing. You hear some stuff that are just out of the whack. That's why this is the greatest game in the America, because, you know, everybody has an opinion of it and how they could do it better or whatnot. And, I just wanted to go. I personally like to watch the game where it's quiet at home in my own place, but because the game wasn't a regional game for some reason, I had to go elsewhere.